This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Politicians in New York are getting TV FaceTime by calling for a shutdown of the low-level VFR corridor over the Hudson River after last week's midair, but not Mayor Bloomberg. NATA urges New York politicians and the media to get the story right. The trustee for the assets of bankrupt Eclipse Aviation wants the sale completed by month's end and has convinced the court it's the right course. The Canadian government has signed an order for $1 billion worth of new Chinook helicopters, but Boeing will have to spend at least that much in Canada in return. Boeing's new unmanned airborne systems has added another UAV to its stable of offerings. The Austrian-made Camcopter S-100 is an autonomous helicopter with a 200-kilometer link range and an 18,000-foot ceiling. Those in Washington state who have fought to preserve laws which strengthen unions will have their faith tested on September 10th. As workers at Boeing's new South Carolina plant vote on whether to decertify the IAM, a non-union option for assembling the 787, could make things really interesting in Everett. ExpressJet blamed the DOT in part for the 7-hour tarmac stranding of 47 passengers last weekend. The DOT is not amused and is having its legal counsel look into possible violations of law by the airline. Southwest Airlines has outbid Republic with a $170 million offer for bankrupt Frontier Airlines, but there could be antitrust concerns, especially in Denver, where Southwest would gain control of 36% of the market. And yet another attempt by NIMBYs in a Florida town to restrict flight training in a nearby airport the town doesn't even own has been shot down by the FAA. Will they finally get a new hobby? Find the full-length versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, new FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt talks to an Oshkosh crowd about his aviation background, through the fence agreements, and more. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.